Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles. We win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
DIGITEX.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, and it's been a difficult time over the last 17, 18 months, so I get it. There's a lot of anger and frustration. You got to have a thick skin, and it makes you appreciate the people that make you laugh. We just had Hart Levine on from Puckpedia talking about teams' salary caps and mechanisms like LTIR in the case of Oscar Klefbom and how you can deploy that and move money around. Jason from Sanguta, one of our funnier texters, texted the show to say, Bob, Hart Levine sure knows his numbers, but some of us don't concern ourselves with monetary policy. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Oh, it is an interesting time, to say the least. There's some people with some strong opinion on the far right, and there are some individuals on the far left that have strong opinions as well. I mentioned that a good bet for a bounce-back campaign is Anthony DeAngelo, and he had some interesting politics, and I had a couple guys come at me right away, and he might be a good bounce back, but he's a terrible person. And my point is, have you ever actually talked to him? Have you ever been around him? Oh, you don't agree with his politics. It's interesting times, to say the least. All right, we're going to go to our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. He is the president and the CEO of Rogers Place and Ice District. I'm in Rogers Place and Ice District. First full live show since March 11th of 2020. It is a sign that we are getting somewhat back to normal. That said, Rogers Place is a very safe space. And to tell us and educate us about it and how it's all going to transpire for the first exhibition game on Tuesday and maybe what you might need to do beforehand so you can have as seamless of an experience as you can, we welcome back to the show, Stu Ballantyne. Hello, Stu. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing great, and welcome back to Rogers Place.
Yes, thank you. We are actually in the lower bowl today, sitting where we sat for the first basically four seasons to watch skate. Now, we are at least 15 rows up. I want you to know that. But a different experience nonetheless. I know that there's a lot to get to. So let's just get right to it. First preseason game coming up on Tuesday. How excited is the organization to have fans back in the building again?
Oh, you know what? We've had a lot of hockey since we had fans. And to see hockey, like last weekend, we had the rookie game, the Battle of Alberta, and it just went phenomenal. We had to test a bunch of things, which was good. I'm glad we did test them with our actual part-time, full-time employees and their families. And it was nice to see a little over 1,000 people in the building give us a shot. So I'm really looking forward to Tuesday when we're going to be able to bring everybody back.
All right. Most often asked question, how's it going to work for people when they come to the building? What will I have to have? The organization put out a tweet about three and a half to 4 weeks ago saying proof of vaccination or conversely a negative test over the previous 48 hours. Now, subsequent to that, the province said that there'd be special exemption for businesses with proof of vaccination or negative test over 72 hours. Is OEG going to go down a similar path and change from 48 to 72 hours to align yourself with what the province is doing?
Yes, we are. We, you know, when we created the 48-hour window, There was no provincial protocol. And so now with the 72 hours, we're going to match the provincial protocol. And so we will accept a PCR or an antigen test within 72 hours of game time, game start.
Where do people get these tests done, Stu? Do you know?
You can get the test done at any pharmacy. They will do them for you. So they can go to a pharmacy, get it done. It's on their dime, and they're not cheap. They're somewhere around $50, depending on where you go. But ultimately, you know, the majority of Albertans are fully vaccinated and welcome to come in the building, and that's your easiest way to get in, is to be fully vaccinated. Show up with the best piece is currently the vaccination card that the government's created and your government ID. We will match yourself to the vaccination card, and then you'll proceed on into the lineup for ticket scanning and security like you would have normally.
All right, so there's two separate areas, is that correct, Stu?
Yeah, outside the actual queue lineups for ticketing, we'll have a check for vaccination or negative test, and make sure that people are cleared before they get in. There will be a situation where we have a table, a resolution table for people to go to if they have some issues, and we'll try and work through those rather than hold the lineup, because you know we want the fan experience to be as best as possible under these circumstances, and as a result we'll deal offline with anyone who's got some issues.
How long before the games? And I don't know if this is going to be a moving goalpost during the season, as so much that we've had to deal with COVID over the last 17-18 months has been, but like, when can people start actually entering the building? Is there the ability to access the verification that you have either your vaccination papers with you or whatever, or conversely the negative test? Are we talking an hour and a half before? Is it an hour before? What's the range there?
Yeah, like we'll be set up for 1 hour prior, which is our normal times, and it's really quick. If people do their homework and print off their vaccination card, make sure that they have their government ID, preferably driver's license or passport. Those are the two easiest ones. And once you're through that, you can come in and we'll check it and get you into the queue. And as you know, Albertans and in particular Edmontonians like to show up at puck drop. I don't advise that. I advise people coming a little earlier.
Stu Ballantyne, President and CEO of Rogers Place in Ice District. How many different locations will you have to check the vaccination status or whatever before people get into the entrance points into the building?
Yeah, so we've added a bunch of signage, but we'll be fully open as we were back in March of 2020. And so that signage will help guide people when they get here. So we will be open with all gates, north side and in Fort Hall, to get people in. Like I said, we're trying to keep the fan experience as best we can. And you know, we're a little shy on staff, people coming back to work.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This September has been a little bit light, but we're ready and prepared to get everybody in and execute the game.
Stu, when people are in the building, do they need to wear a mask when they're in the building?
Yeah, that's a provincial protocol. They have to wear a mask at all times in indoor spaces. They can remove their mask while eating and drinking, and preferably at their seat when they're eating and drinking. But when walking around, going to the washroom, coming to and from their seats, they do have to wear a mask, as do our staff. And so our staff will be fully masked All of our staff, part-time and full-time, are fully vaccinated, and so people need to know that. And the other piece that's really important is our cleaning protocols. During the off-season, we, of course, had to deal with NHL and then again with IIHF cleaning protocols for the two bubble events that we hosted. And during that time, we qualified for certification under the GVAC Star program and worked with the as part of the city's certification as the entire city. So the city of Edmonton is one of two cities in the world that actually have the GVAC Star certification for all major venues.
So, in other words, it's a pretty safe and cleanly environment.
Yeah, we're the gold standard for cleaning.
You're the gold standard for cleaning right now. Let me ask you this. Should people be offended? Have you put your staff, the ushers and that sort of thing, in position? Like, if they see people consistently without their masks on and not drinking or eating, are the staff empowered to go over and have that conversation with the fan in that scenario?
Absolutely. You know, it's we are trying to keep everybody safe. Our staff, our fans, obviously the players, the coaches, everybody. We're trying to keep everybody as safe as we possibly can. And so as a result, we will be asking people to put their masks on. And we're also asking people to be kind. You know, this is, we're trying to bring hockey back. We're trying to give entertainment to people, but we also want to be safe for everybody. And so wearing your mask when you're not eating is the appropriate way to go.
Speaking of eating, change of partnership in the past. You dealt with a company for the opening few seasons that we were here in Rogers Place, but now the F&B is supplied by a different partner. Maybe you could educate our listeners on that, Stu.
Yeah, so we've, over the course, you know, we changed over to Ice District Hospitality, which is powered by the Compass Group and Levy, and in a partnership with OEG. And as a result, we have got a whole new menu. We're working on new branding, obviously, and new packaging, some of which you'll see in the preseason games, and it'll ramp up as we get closer to the 13th of October. No different than the team. We're also in our preseason, and after 18 months, it'll take a while for us to get everything back up running as smooth as it did back in March of 2020.
We were in Studio 99 for a staff event about actually the day before the province announced their new restrictions. Will Studio 99 be available for fans to come into the building coming up on Tuesday?
Yes, it will be. So Studio 99 will be active. All of our premium areas will be active. Some of the concessions, the main concessions will all be open. Some of the kiosk concessions and some of the menu will be trimmed down just to get us through the first few games. And we're still bringing staff on and training them. And we'll be continuing to do that through the preseason. But our seven main concessions are fully open. All of our premium is open and definitely Studio 99. Molson Hockey House won't be open for the 28th, but we'll see how that goes. And like I said, we're going to ramp up to get to the 13th when we kick off the full season.
So what we're looking to do here is get everything going in the most safe possible environment as possible and then continue to grow the product. Is that a fair assessment, Stu?
It is. You know, it's new for us, too. Like We're really good at hosting games, unfortunately, with no fans. So we need to ramp up. And just given the way that the labor pool is working in the hospitality industry right now and across, you know, a lot of different business lines, we are continuing to recruit. You know, we're out there with our virtual job fairs. We're promoting on all of our social media channels and our websites, and people can go to rogersplace.com/jobs if they're very interested to come and work at Rogers Place. We definitely want to get the full complement back and get us running it at full speed.
You know, in short term, maybe you can survive without fans in the National Hockey League. There is no long term sustainability model without fans. Is that a fair assessment?
This is not a business that can shut down. you know, it takes a lot. I mean, the arena doesn't have a chance to shut down, and we can't mothball it. We've been having to keep the arena running through this entire time, and that costs money. You know, we burn lights, which we certainly scaled back as much as we possibly could, but we also hosted a lot of hockey, almost three seasons worth of hockey.
Yep.
During that time. So, yeah, no, it's not been a great 18 months, but we're really looking forward to getting started and getting fans back. And really, you know, no one wants to listen to canned-in fan noises. I was so excited last weekend when we had our staff and their families in actually making crowd noises for the first time.
Stu, there were some people that thought, why are they playing in the bubble back in 2020? I recall a couple of hit pieces that came out right before that happened. And as it turned out, those bubbles pretty much ran without a hitch. And this was long before we had 73% of the population of the province of Alberta vaccinated. The actual vaccination rate is much higher in the Edmonton area. Communities such as Sherwood Park, St. Albert, West Jasper Place, Rutherford, and Twin Brooks are all 82 to 87% vaxxed. There are a lot of season seat holders that come from those areas of the city. You guys are fairly confident, especially given that we have a mechanism, we have a solution that can assist us through this process, that you can have a similar experience but with fans than the success story that you had in the bubble 2 years ago?
Yeah, we learned a lot in the bubble, and believe me, it was daily between ourselves and the NHL, working all the way through the NHL hub and then into the World Junior bubble. Lots of things that we learned and lots of things we had to accommodate to make sure that they stayed safe. All of those are learnings we bring forward into bringing fans back into the building, but we have a fully vaccinated, majority of our fans will be fully vaccinated. Some will be recently tested. All of our staff are fully vaccinated. Players are almost fully vaccinated. And we will make sure that we're ready to go. There will be some changes that people see, and some of the, you know, certainly in the back of house with our staff on where they can go and can't go. We're still trying to keep the teams separate as much as we possibly can from our back of house staff and behind the scenes to just make sure that we're doing everything in our power to get this season in and entertain our fans.
Just an update. After the second session today, we told you, we tell you what's going on with Josh Archibald. He just came through a 14-day quarantine, won't skate with the group until he's up to speed. Cam Moon passing that message along to me. And we got one more here. Josh, who's one of the smarter texters to the show, was asking about the oil derrick from the old arena. There are some rumors. Is there a possibility that that could be I've not heard that myself. Do you know anything about that at all?
Well, you know what? Nostalgia is a big part of this organization and this hockey team. And, you know, I know that the oil derrick would really like to be back in Rogers Place and near the Oilers. So look for some stuff in the next few days. And we're definitely opening the doors on Tuesday and people can come and see.
Stu, much appreciated. Thank you for taking time to join us here on Oilers Now. We'll continue to stay abreast and up on issues, especially if there's some changes, some additions, and that sort of thing during the course of the season.
Terrific, and look forward to seeing the fans on Tuesday. It's going to be a very, very magical moment.
There you go. That is Stu Ballantyne. And I can't reiterate the point more than what Stu said. Look, I'm privileged to do. I got a get-to job, right? I get to broadcast Oilers games. I get to talk about the Oilers and talk about sports for 2 hours a day, and I get to research things like numbers, analytics in hockey, salary caps. Unfortunately, got to research numbers and things like how the challenges are going with the pandemic and the information that was available. For all the criticism, much of it warranted in the province of Alberta, regarding the province's handling, can't reiterate this point more. Great job in terms of their website and providing information. It was as detailed as any province in the country. I get to be here, though, and I got to be here last year without fans. Wasn't the same. That's all there is to it. It's not the same. It's not the same, man. I'm stoked to see the fans back in the building on Tuesday for preseason action. It's going to be a kicker, to paraphrase Mark Messier upon winning the 1984 Conn Smythe Trophy. It left an indelible impression in my mind. I'm paraphrasing somebody else there, too. It's a legendary quote from the mid-1990s. Stu Ballantyne, the president and CEO of Rogers Place in Ice District. He's our Oilers Now headliner, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 14 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. All season long, we do this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Dennis and Jason Laliberti. And again, the travel industry is one of those industries that's been absolutely crushed as a result of the pandemic. If we get back up and running and can fly people in, we will do a couple Oilers roadies possibly in the second half of the season. Stay tuned on that front. What happened back in the state in 1979, Brendan? I was, unfortunately, I was the same height that I am now. I was 13. Actually, I might be an inch shorter now. Probably 70 pounds lighter. On this date in 1979, what happened?
The Oilers play their first NHL preseason game at Keystone Center in Brandon, Manitoba. They lose 4-2 to the Winnipeg Jets. It was Doug Patty that scored the team's first official NHL goal, although he never ever factored into a regular season game for Edmonton.
80 pounds lighter. I've remembered what I weighed when I was 13 playing first year Bantam hockey for Fulton Vale back in the day before we moved into the city. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports Night. What's he got shaking from 6 to 8?
I have not received word yet.
Okay, so
it a fluid show.
A fluid show. We will have some comments today from Mike Smith and Connor McDavid. We'll get you some of those. We'll get Dave Tippett's thoughts on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now. What a trio of guests we have for you tomorrow. We have, from NHL Hockey and Rogers, a double duo. Louis DeBrusque is going to join us on tomorrow's show. Oilers radio and television play-by-play voice, Jack Michaels. And Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta. There's a lot of people that agreed with Spec's assessment of the comparison and contrast between the Duncan Keith and Josh Archibald situations in his most recent piece on Sportsnet. Everybody, have a terrific Thursday. Be kind to each other. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then Jalen and I with 6:30 Chet Afternoons from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. So long, everybody, from Rogers Place in Ice District.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chet.